Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Xavier Piulas, and I come from the Econometrics, Statistics, and Economy Department from the University of Barcelona. First of all, let me thank the organizers for the opportunity of being here. As you can see, the title of the work we present is A Longitudinal and Survival Model with Healthcare Usage for Insured Elderly, having been coordinated together with the professors Ramon Alemany and Montserrat Guillén. The general purpose of my talk is to go over an illustrative case that shows the predictive possibilities offered by the so-called joint models for longitudinal and survival data. In particular, the analyzed case refers to a following up during certain period of time on over 65-year-old subjects who own a private health insurance. The work has been structured in five different blocks as follows: introduction and goals, the motivating database, in this case, a Spanish health insurance company, the joint modeling techniques, results, the main results, and finally, a discussion and future research. Introduction and goals. Following, we have to establish the reasons that suggest the use of joint models in a particular case. On one hand, science in general is continually making discoveries that allow to control cure illness which in the past had no treatment, allowing people to get advanced ages well over 65 threshold. On the other side, people who own a private health insurance are supposed to have a higher socioeconomical status and consequently a better health status. The intersection of both groups results in a non-negligible cohort of elderly people who are supposed to be, who will be, the principal beneficiaries of life expectancy improvements. That will give rise to an important increase for insurance companies that we want to model. Okay. In order to obtain an adequate insurance coverage in the private sector, we purpose a joint model which allows us to estimate the expected survival time for each policy holder since his last recorded request. This survival estimation will logically take into account all the medical history of each specific subject. Furthermore, and as a principal advantage from other statistical models, our survival estimation will have a dynamic character. That is, the survival curve will update as new medical information is recorded, if we see. In a particular case, and as a preliminary result, we first summarize the medical information for each policyholder, for each member, with the variable Y, annual cumulative number of requests at a specific time points within study period. Therefore, we are searching for a model that reflects the intuition that a higher number of annual cumulative number of requests will effectively be associated with a lower life expectancy for the subject. So our motivation is to perform a longitudinal study with two different outcomes. First of all, a longitudinal outcome, that is, a specific marker which reflects the cumulative number of visits at a specific time point, and the time until particular event. In this case, in our case, the particular event is the death of the subject. So our study starts at 1st January of 2010 and ends at 1st February 2014, our observation window of study. And there have been placed 4 time points at the end of each of the years between the start and the end of the study, 4 control points where we can measure the cumulative number of visits at this time specific point. So for example, we have here the longitudinal and the survival profile for specific policyholder of the company. We have the cumulative number of visits across time and the survival profile. That is, in this case, the policyholder dies shortly before the study ends. But this, in this case, for example, this is the most easiest case because here we know perfectly the survival time of the patient, of the member. But in most of the cases, we will have this situation. So we only know that the patient is still alive when the study ends. But we would like to know, to associate certain probability to the T-star time. So if we know that the subject is still alive at 1st February 2014, and we also know the specific evolution within the study of the subject, with which probability we can predict the time of the death, T star. Therefore, we have to couple 2 processes, longitudinal and survival information. We have to be able to establish the degree of association between the value of longitudinal variable, the longitudinal marker, in our case, the cumulative number of visits of requests, and the time until death. So, knowing that the subject is still alive at the end of the study, which is the probability that he or she will be alive beyond time T star? And finally, the most powerful tool of these models, of these statistical models, we can update the personalized survival estimation as additional longitudinal information, as additional medical history is collected. The coupling of these two processes, I'm not going to explain in much detail, but it's not so easy because the longitudinal, okay, first, missing properly hardened, in most of the cases we will have missing data, so we can obtain various results. Second, the longitudinal response is often an endogenous variable, so it has a biological behavior, it's not a predictable variable. And finally, in some cases, we have the right sensory problem, so we have incomplete data. We know that the patient or the subject is still alive at the time T, but we don't know exactly the time until death. How can we achieve the two approaches with joint models for longitudinal survival data? The motivating database. We have a Spanish health insurance company, all the recorded medical histories for elderly 65 annual cumulative requests, subjects during the 4 years before their study entry are tracked spatially in line. The baseline correlate will be the information that we have from all the subjects 4 years before their study entry. The distribution by sex is 59% men and 61% women. And the death and events of interest, the death, is 400 in front of 900 approximately. So the goal is to evaluate in a personalized way the existing degree between two processes, the longitudinal and the survival approach, to couple these two processes. The main variables database are the subject identifier, the gender of the subject, the observed time, that is the age over 65, the baseline cumulative number of requests treated as a baseline coverage, the cumulative number of, this, of requests starting at 1st January 2010, the time which might correspond to a relevant or a right sensory data, and the right sensory indicator, which is a dichotomous variable, which marks one if the data corresponds to an event, to the diet of the subject, and zero if the subject is still alive at the end of the study. Joint modeling techniques. The joint modeling fitting requires to a longitudinal and a survival approach. The longitudinal approach, the goal is to obtain the effect of coverage on an outcome when there is an association between outcomes. So we have different points with a certain degree of correlation between them. We have P explanatory coverage and Q random effects. The random effects are the part of the mixed, longitudinal mixed models which allow to the subjects to express their personal evolution. Here we have the general linear mixed model equation with the two design matrix, the fixed effects and the random effects. With assuming independence between the random effects and the random term, the classical random term, in a normal regression. In order to illustrate this explanation in an easy way, generally speaking, we have different points, but there are not independent data because the bottom points belong to subject one, the top points, and the bottom points belong to another subject. So we will have a population trend, a population general trend, but we also have a subject-specific trend, which explains the personal evolution of every policyholder belonging to the health insurance company. For the survival approach, the classical notation, let's consider a non-negative continuous random variable denoting the true survival time, that is, the time, the effective time until the death of the subject. C is the potential right sensory time, in these cases that the subject is still alive, in this, from the observation ends. And every subject can be summarized by a couple of values. The observed time, the minimum of the above described times, and the right sensory indicator, which is one if it corresponds to an event, and zero if it corresponds to a right sensory data. In the model we have used the survival approach, the classical PH-COX model, proportional hazards. It can be extended to handle exogenous time-dependent coverage, but not endogenous. That's the problem with the time-dependent box. We can obtain very biased results if we do not use correctly. So for the reason, it's better to use joint models. So in our particular database, we have fitted this longitudinal model, that is a fixed effect for the intercept and a fixed effect for the time, and a random effect for the intercept. And the survival submodel, we have considered the as baseline coverage, the cumulative number of visits 4 years before entry each person in the study. So if we join these two approaches, we will have a relative risk model, which is not the classical Cox-PH model, because it also considers a specific evolution for each of the policy, for each policyholder, and the specific evolution is given by the random effect. As main results, here we can summarize in a table the results for longitudinal and survival approach, and here we can see how these effects are positive, intercept, and slope effect, which is logically because as evolution, as one subject evolution inside the study, her or his cumulative number of visits increases. And we can see, we are actually studying the result, how the survival effect has a protective effect with the negative sign. That is, that would be interpreted that if a person who has more cumulative number of requests has a better survival prediction. We are now looking for this effect, but at the moment it's the only explanation we find. And finally, as the most important, the association parameter between two approaches, the longitudinal and the survival effect, are positive and high significant. So let me, for example, we have fitted a joint model for men and another joint model for women. For example, in the case of men, the parameter association is 1.4. So what does it mean? That for every 0.1 log unit increase in log cumulative number of visits, because we have worked with a log transformation in order to get normalization in the residuals, not with the cumulative, we have applied a log transformation. Each 0.1% unit increase in the main longitudinal outcome are associated with an increase by 15% in the risk of dying of the male. And the same for a woman. Every 0.1% unit increase in the marker, in the general longitudinal marker, the cumulative number of visits are associated with approximately 14% risk of dying. So the fact that the parameter association is positive and highly significant demonstrates that there is a real an effective, a significant association between two processes. And here, if we, as finally, to illustrate the dynamic character of the estimation, we present two different women with 25 patient requests at the start of the study. Two women who are 65 at 1st January 2010, and now we can we will see their evolution, the different survival evolution in the case that a woman has a very low growth in requests, and in the case of a woman, has a strong growth in requests. So they start with the same cord, logically, because they have the same baseline requests at the start of the study, but their evolution is very different. In one case, the woman has a very small increase in the cumulative numbers, so, for example, the survival probability at 85 is 0.6. In the other case, the woman has a highly increased number of visits, and the probability of achieve 85 years old is almost 0%. I insist, the most powerful of this type of model is we have information now until 1st February 2014, but if we, in the future, we get more information, we will be able to fit a better survival curve and a better prediction of life expectancy of each subject who belongs to the insurance company. Finally, discussion of future research. The fit joint model effectively indicates that the observed number of cumulative requests is highly associated with the risk of death. In this case, the event of interest. The baseline cumulative acts has a protective effect. And finally, the joint modeling techniques allow to obtain an unbiased and personalist estimate. That's it, in my opinion, that's a powerful tool. Personalist estimates. We don't know, we are not interested in obtaining a general trend, the main trend of the population. No, no. We want to obtain the personalized trend for each policyholder. So as new information is collected, the survival curve is updated. To go further, we will have to distinguish different types of requests. We have not commented anything about the request. It's not the same an ordinary analysis that cancer exam. We have to relate, we would want to relate the subject-specific profile to an estimated economical cost. So we want to translate this into economical expenses for the health insurance company. And finally, there are another interesting expectations of the standard joint modeling approach, for example, to have into consideration not the current value at a specific time point, but the trend at a specific time point. It's not the same to mark 3 if you come from 0, but to mark 3 if you come from 3. Here you have the main references and a draft working paper, finally draft working paper, and that you can find in the web. Thank you very much for your attention. Well, I know we are a little bit hard upon time. I don't know if you have any questions.